This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's working in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, helping to keep America free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget about the roughnecks, too. You guys are going to have it a little tough for a while on the oil rigs, whether you're up there in Alaska or the tundra or out there around the world, wherever. We appreciate what you're doing, too. And follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, and we'll stick you over in the chat room. And you can also find us anywhere. Google the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'd be surprised what you might find. All right, we'll be talking right now to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And hello, good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
Let's talk about the president and what he did or is going to do today. According to reports, he's going to sign an executive order suspending all immigration into the United States, which is sure to be challenged by the Democrats.
Yeah. Now let's remember that this isn't just about, you know, the southern border. This is immigration coming from really anywhere.
Everywhere.
Including Europe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the Democrats can't, you know, do the whole xenophobic, you know, racist kind of thing. Because this really involves the world. The United States, along with Canada and Mexico, have agreed to keep that border, those borders closed too. And what we're trying to do is not continue to invite a problem that the State Department, the Customs and Border Patrol, and, you know, all of the associated agencies can't deal with, because we're trying to get through these testings that we got going on across the country, and we can't add to that problem by having to test all these other people. So it is, we're trying to, you know, relieve this volume, this burden. So I don't care whether, you know, the Democrats want to challenge it or not. We'll see what the executive order has to say, and if they want to take it to court, they can take it to court.
Right. Now, there's another story coming in from overseas, and that is the agreement that was reached in Israel yesterday between Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz to form a government, and they did sign an agreement. And apparently for the first 18 months, it'll be Benjamin Netanyahu as the prime minister, and for the second 18 months, it'll be Benny Gantz.
Yeah, and this was to avoid yet another election, a fourth election, because of the failure to form a government. So they came to this accommodation, and we'll necessarily see what happens in this first 18 months. Now, you know, Netanyahu has got these legal issues that Gantz is still pushing, and apparently there's a court date or some kind of a hearing on the legal issues against Netanyahu that'll come to court, I think, in 3 weeks, 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Now, lawmakers have agreed supposedly on the $470 billion Phase 3.5 coronavirus deal. That's what they're calling it. But in the meantime, both of our senators spoke up very loud yesterday. Senator Marco Rubio has warned of subpoenas for companies abusing the PPP. And Senator Rick Scott said that big corporations took advantage of loopholes to get millions of dollars in stimulus loans they never should have gotten.
Yeah, so now we have to have yet another kind of task force, if you will, that will look into these cases to ensure that there aren't any abuses. And if there are abuses, then we will do clawback measures. You know, so there has to be some kind of compliance. And it's going to get complicated, but, you know, that's what happens.
Well, one of them is Shake Shack, who, according to the CEO, never applied for the money to begin with, said he didn't need it, got $10 million through the efforts of one of his financial people that applied for it automatically and just got it. And he said he's sending his money back.
He actually got private funding. So they did apply. And his financiers actually ended up getting private funding. So they are sending the money back. They don't need the government's money, but they did apply until the you know, private funding happened.
Well, that's very good. And the other thing is we do have some states, Florida might be one of them, but certainly Georgia and Texas are opening up here. Georgia looks like they're opening up Friday. Texas looks like they're opening up Monday. And Florida may be not very far behind. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, Florida's gotten, they've put, I think, a three-step plan in place. So they're conferring with each of the city councils, the county commissioners, and those kinds of things to reopen the state really as fast as possible. But Florida did get a great shout-out yesterday from the Trump task force. They had the best COVID-19 website on the system.
That's right. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, we're going to talk about what Iowa is up to. You won't believe this one. And the feds are going to be tracking data. We'll tell you where that's going to be coming from, as well as some other things. We're coming right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. You know, the USCCA, 355,000 responsibly armed Americans all have one thing in common. They trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting or whatever you have to do to defend yourself. Because whether you use a gun, a knife, a club, a ball bat, a hammer, or whatever to defend yourself, they know that the legal system will not always get it right, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, trot on over to the Facebook page, Americans for America. That's Americans for America. While you're there, like the page, and click on the big old USCCA logo link that's right there at the top. Now, you will get an opportunity to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, every day a different gun. And you'll also get a chance to join the USCCA, three levels of membership. And if you get the deluxe, super deluxe membership level, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff. Now, with the other two levels of membership, you certainly get the Concealed Carry magazine, and you'll get about half the free stuff with the A, B, and C, where the B will be about half of it, and then the C will just merely be the magazine. So whatever works for you works for us. The USCCA logo link on Americans for America, the Facebook page. Go over there, check it out, and you'll be glad you did. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us again. Hello.
Good morning.
Now, it's a great day in the neighborhood, and we are moving along here. Boy, there's just... You know, there's no shortage of things to talk about, is there?
Well, you know, here at this point, we really need to talk about reopening the country.
Correct.
And what we're going to look like on the other side of that. In some ways, we're not going to look like we did 3 months ago. I think the big unanswered question, however, is opening schools.
Yep.
come this fall. I think that's going to be, that's probably the largest debate going on out there right now, is schools. And that's just not public schools, but that's also university level.
Well, our National Aviation Academy is talking about opening in May for their students again. We'll see how that works out. They can do it if they practice, the CDC recommendations, which they say they're going to do. So we'll see how that all works out. But in the meantime, did you hear what happened in Iowa?
I don't know what happened in Iowa.
The Iowa governor has ordered the National Guard to go to some of the meat plants they have there. Iowa is the largest pork-producing state in the country, and they've got some significant meat plants there, pork-producing plants there, and they sent the National Guard in to make sure that the virus stays out of those meat plants, because they've already had an episode up in South Dakota at the Hormel meat plant. They've already had Tyson Foods at one of their facilities, and they've also had Smithfield over there at one of their facilities. So they want to make sure it does not happen in Iowa.
Well, that's really not terribly remarkable, because this is going on really across the country. The CDC and Department of Homeland Security are sending in teams to many places across the country. That includes Amazon, that includes Bridgestone Tire Company, that includes GE Appliance Factories, Volkswagen, Ford, Fiat. That is, in fact, a lot of what is happening out there. So these people understand what they have to do. They're experimenting in some places. They're even experimenting with, wristbands that employees would necessarily wear that kind of do a beep or some kind of a ding if they're too close to the next person. They're looking into some high-tech stuff, which is kind of what I said. We're not going to necessarily look like we once did when it comes to big business. So, this is really going on. I mean, we got Coca-Cola, you got Pepsi, you got the tobacco companies, manufacturing, Reynolds America, which is, I guess, Reynolds Aluminum.
Yeah, Reynolds Aluminum. Okay, well, we've got our Professor Emeritus on the telephone line, Dan the Man, up in Lafayette, Indiana. What's going on there, Dan?
No, not a lot. I've been hearing about, you're talking about the economy. I hate when people say the new normal. But that looks like where we're going.
Yeah.
I think once we're done.
That's right.
It's like living in Florida during a hurricane. You're caught up in the excitement of the hurricane that's blowing over your house. It eventually blows out, and then you see the devastation.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be devastating. This is. We'll have 15% unemployment for at least the next 2 years.
What do you think about this oil situation? What did you think when you saw oil go negative yesterday?
It surprised me, but it won't last long. It should only last about a week, if that.
Well, the futures...
They got so much oil, the producers are paying people to take the oil off their hands. There's no storage left for any more oil.
Right.
And the May futures are over tonight at midnight, so we'll have a new futures contract coming out.
Oh, and this kills the Saudis.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, they're a one-commodity economy.
Yep.
And they're worried sick over it, because they have subsidized their lifestyle with oil revenue forever, and now it's going to change for a while. I think the oil market will get back on its feet, but it's still going to be, it's going to be a long time coming yet. I don't think people are going to understand what the devastation and how long term these things, this damage is going to be. Because, one of the things, once we're out of this, our national, state, and county finances are going to be so out of whack. Mm-hmm. We went into this shutdown with $176 trillion in unfunded mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that probably increased by 20%. We've added another $6 billion onto our national debt just this year.
Right.
Just this year.
We're not done yet either. We're not done.
And then you're going to have to add in the condition of the states, because the states are getting hammered with unemployment claims.
Correct.
Yeah, that's traditional. They borrow from the federal government during a downturn. Once you're out of the downturn, they pay the federal government back on their unemployment. I don't know how they're going to do it this time. unless you just want to go back to printing money that's backed by nothing. This is the most irresponsible thing this country has ever done.
Would we go back to the gold standard again now?
No.
I don't know. One of the reasons why we went off the gold standard in 71, we didn't have enough gold.
Right.
We were just about out of gold. So, you know, by the Constitution, gold was to be set at $35 an ounce. Now, you know, it's $1,700 now. You know, our dollar would be worth so much, it would go the same, you get the same effect if you had a real weak dollar. Nobody would have enough money to spend. It would be worth so much.
All right. Well,
the gold. What I tell people about fiat money, the dollar is the stock value of the United States, and right now it doesn't look real hot.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go so we can close the segment here. But thanks a lot for your comments, Dan.
Hey, thank you. Hey, and Denise, big fan.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. It's Dan DeMann, Professor Emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana, and he is at a university himself up there. Now, mortgages have been paused or reduced, correct, for about 3 million USA households. Is that about right?
What do you mean mortgages? Paused?
Mortgages have been paused or reduced for any of when they go in and they repossess or they evict and all that stuff, same for apartments.
Right? You mean the payments.
Right.
They're still issuing mortgages, for sure, but, yes. I mean, almost every company is doing that. They've waived non-sufficient fund fees, they, are not doing evictions in certain places, they are pausing, foreclosures. I think that's where you really wanted to go with that.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Even the car insurance companies are giving you a break on your monthly premiums.
Yeah, minus 15% they knocked off the top, and it's everybody, new policyholders or original policyholders. But so things are in that respect, because I got a lot of people saying, man, we haven't got our stimulus check, and I can't pay my mortgage, I can't this and that. But they're not going to really do anything for a little while. But when the check shows up, it's going to be spent, isn't it?
Well, we shall see. I mean, everybody has a different plan for their money.
Yeah, and nobody knows where it is because we were told it was going to be here already, and it ain't here. Oh, boy. And if they ever get the PPP program straightened around, that'll be remarkable, too, won't it?
Yeah, I'm not very happy about it, but they didn't ask me.
No, but we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad channel. Meantime, I'm sure Senator Rubio and Senator Scott, our two senators, will have plenty to say about it, because, boy, they did yesterday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her great articles and stories she writes. We're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, strategic reserves.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points. flights because of continued coronavirus concerns.
And we're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And on Wall Street, the Dow losing 592 points, the NASDAQ down 89, the S&P 500 off 51. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our next military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., and the other one is right here in Clearwater, Florida. And right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They instead have come through the technical school route or the vocational schools to learn a trade that will, in most cases, not pay them as much as what they think they're going to get, because they don't tell these young people when they come out as a, computer operator, or maybe they're coming out as a welder, or they're coming out as an electrician or a plumber or a carpenter, heavy equipment operator, truck driver, that they're not going to start at the top of the pay scale. Reason being is because a lot of these jobs are union. You're going to be what's called an apprentice, and you're going to stay there for months, as possibly as long as a year at a time. And you're going to be paid at what's called the 80% level of whatever the wages that you start at to begin with. So you're not going to be getting the full full Monty. How's that? There's another one for you. Now, all that being said, keep in mind one thing here. If you want to start out
in a job that'll pay you on a 40-hour week about $60,000 a year in a very high in-demand job as an aviation maintenance tech, then it's time for you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And you can give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and schedule a tour at one of their two campuses. Now, they've got the one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They've got the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So, 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, the Army upgraded the design of the Arctic Tab and issued new guidance for wearing the attachment to the Defense Department as they increasingly look to bolster the cold weather warfare capabilities. Now, the Arctic Tab comes with a Ranger Tab spin to show the importance of cold weather fighting, and a lot of soldiers are going to be having that as the days and weeks come along. In addition, the Army has promised a big investment now in child care over the next 5 years after plenty of complaints have been coming in. Military child care centers right now may be largely shuttered at the moment, but Army officials are promising to make them a top leadership focus in the coming months when they open back up again. And we'll see how all of that goes. By the way, the president on Friday will be at the United States Military Academy in West Point. He'll deliver the commencement address at the West Point graduation ceremony, which is expected to be modified to accommodate social distancing due to the coronavirus pandemic. Not sure how that's going to work out yet, but we'll see. And the Navy in February is planning a joint Navy and Marine Corps community college. The Navy's newly released Education for Sea Power Strategy in 2020 talks about a new community college coming up in the next year. We'll see how all that plays out, too. By the way, the sailors now, for more than 100 skill sets, have some extra time to reenlist under the selective reenlistment bonus program, thanks to some new changes the Navy announced this week. And we'll see how that works out. Also in the Air Force has promoted nearly 400 officers to the ranks of Major, Lieutenant Colonel, and Colonel, according to the promotion list that was released this past week. Congratulations to all of them. Now, despite the planned cuts the Air Force has, the Air Force's future close air support portfolio will include 7 squadrons of A-10s into the 2040s, along with light attack aircraft in partnership with some countries. But these efforts will be distinct from Special Operations Command's pursuit of an armed Overwatch aircraft. This according to the U.S. Air Force. Now, the latest National Guard coronavirus update is the troop count stands at 33,000. Now, it's gone up every day for the last several weeks, a little bit here, a little bit there, as states continue to add more National Guardsmen to their rosters on active duty. Also, key armed services authorizers, including the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, are eyeing legislative action to overturn an expected move by the Federal Communications Commission that's opposed by the Pentagon. They're talking about blocking the FCC's legal move. We'll see how that works out. And Congress may have unleashed $2 trillion amidst the pandemic, but there's only one person overseeing how it's spent. One person overseeing how it's spent. Now, for veterans who missed out on the COVID stimulus cash payments, the VA and IRS have a quick fix. Veterans Affairs and Treasury Department leaders announced new plans to get coronavirus stimulus checks to veterans who may have missed out on the initial wave of payments because they don't typically file tax returns or collect Social Security benefits. You are entitled to not only Social Security, but also to your military benefit. And the Veterans Affairs leaders are promising additional protective masks for healthcare staffers in the wake of accusations from employee groups that the department has covered over equipment shortages during the coronavirus outbreak. Not sure how that's all about, but we'll see. And oh, by the way, about 35,000 military retirees will soon receive cash refunds from TRICARE, thanks to a policy change made last year that affects how TRICARE calculates annual out-of-pocket maximum payments. Boeing, by the way, after a two-week closure due to the coronavirus pandemic, Boeing is set to reopen its Philadelphia area facility on April the 20th, where the H-47 Chinook and several other military helicopters are built. Also, Spirit AeroSystems is bringing back some of their furloughed workers to complete their contracts they have with the government, with the federal government. They need the extra people to do the work that needs to be done. And the FCC has votes to approve a spectrum plan that the Pentagon rejected. Now, the Federal Communications Commission has enough votes to approve a long-standing application from Ligado Networks to operate in the L-band spectrum, overriding concerns from the Department of Defense and other government agencies who were worried that the company's plan will cause damage to the global positioning system. We'll see how all that works out. And an Intelsat satellite has successfully returned to operations following the first commercial docking of two spacecraft on orbit, according to an announcement that was made 2 days ago. And let's not forget the Government Accountability Office has slammed the Air Force's high-priority advanced battle management system, which is designed to underpin all domain operations, as lacking either an articulated acquisition plan or a clear business case, proving its worth to the warfighter and its affordability. More will be discussed on that point in front of Congress this week. Okay, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is going to be with us. When we come back, got a lot of financial stuff to talk about with him. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, that's Donna Fiducia, and she and her husband Don are listening to us right now on AM 1330 WLBB up in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit. From Fort Benning, a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our newest sponsor, Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is real food, real science, and real nutrition. And you know how your mom used to say, yeah, you gotta eat your fruits, you gotta eat your veggies, you gotta eat all your veggies. Well, guess what? Now you can take a pill and you got your veggies. You take two of the fruits and two of the veggies and you got it. It's all natural. No synthetics, no additives, no filters. And I'll tell you what, it's pretty good, too. Now, I took this for, it was about 3 years ago. And I took it for about 6 months, and it worked for me. And the only reason I stopped taking it was because my doctor said, well, I want you to take this vitamin and that vitamin and all that stuff, because he wanted me to beef up my immunity with vitamins. Well, now I went to my doctor, and I showed him what I had, and he says to me, he goes, no, nothing wrong with that. That'll just help a little bit more. So guess what? I'm taking a couple of each, the fruits and the veggies, and I take them once a day, and I already feel a difference just in the past few days. It's making me feel a whole heck of a lot better. I feel like I've got more rejuvenation, more pep in my step, if you will. And if that's what it's doing, then so be it. But check them out online, balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, and tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. You don't need any Balance of Nature.
I'm sure everybody used a little bit of something.
I was going to say, you bounce around enough. All right, well, the big question, and I've had more people say, ask Chris, so here it goes. And I told you during the break what it is. Where are the stimulus checks?
Same place where everybody's PPP money is, I guess. I don't know whose guarding that safe, but no, money's not getting out the door as quickly as everybody would like it to be, and that's part of the problem of government and government being outdated. It's not just there. I mean, people wanting their stimulus checks, but that's one thing, but you just think about the people that are not getting their unemployment.
That's right.
That's becoming really, really bad. People, you fail to realize just how inefficient government is. You take a look at all those taxes that we pay and all the money the government spends. We're still using computer mainframes and floppy disks and all sorts of issues from ages and ages and ages ago, where we could fix this problem. I could get Google and Amazon and Facebook, they could fix the problem in a weekend and make it run efficiently, but we don't. And that's why. It's government and it's inefficient.
Yeah, and of course, the other thing is that they don't have enough people, to do, this is a monumental job. And if they're working with the same amount of staff that they had, and they are, they're not adding anybody, then they're buried. I mean, what the heck?
No, Matt, it's a coding issue. It really is. It's not that monumental of an issue. It really isn't. All you need to do is to say, okay, how much you look at people's tax returns. It's all on the computer. You make under a certain amount of money. People usually are paying with either direct deposit their taxes or you can just send it directly to their house, and you just write a simple computer program to do that, to work under that criteria. It's not that hard, and it could be done.
Yeah, and of course the priority was if you did a tax return for 2019, you were the first ones up. And if you had direct deposit, that was an automatic. Otherwise, it went to 2018, that tax return, and again, direct deposit. But if you didn't file, because many people on Social Security and some of these government disability checks, you know, the veterans and all that, they do not have to file income taxes. You know that, right?
Yeah, so you have to do things a little bit too. It's still good to do it anyway, but you have to go online and you might have to trace it and make sure that everything is okay. Cause like I said, it's government's not going to work properly. I mean, come on, people, how many times have you been to the DMV in your life?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how that works out, so it's a similar situation.
Now, I got to ask you a question because you're up there around New York City, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the big news that hit yesterday late afternoon about A-Rod and J-Lo, along with a group from J.P. Morgan, wanting to buy the New York Mets baseball team?
That's a big purchase, that's for sure. We all know that A-Rod and Derek Jeter weren't the best of buddies there on the Yankees, and Jeter's got his team down there in Florida. I know the Mets fans will be welcoming that purchase. They're none too happy with the current ownership of the New York Mets at all. I think that, it'd be a big celebrity move, that's for sure. It'd be interesting.
Well, maybe somebody ought to buy the Louisville Slugger plant because they just furloughed all their employees and shut their plant down for a while. There's nobody buying baseball bats.
Yeah, no bats being broken or no ball being played. Sad state of affairs, that's for sure.
All right. Well, yesterday the lawmakers agreed on a $470 billion, they're calling it Phase 3.5 coronavirus deal. In the meantime, both of our U.S. senators spoke up. Marco Rubio warned of a subpoena for companies abusing the PPP, and Senator Rick Scott came right out and said there were big corporations that took advantage of loopholes to get millions of dollars in stimulus loans they were not supposed to get.
I've seen corporations. What about colleges and universities? Some of these Harvard took millions of dollars and they've got a $40 billion endowment sitting there in the bank. So it's not just businesses. And again, just because it's a larger business doesn't mean it doesn't need help to keep people on the payroll. Let's say, for example, it's a hotel. It's got 400 workers. Hotel's occupancy is at what? Maybe 10%.
Mm-hmm.
They have an option of either, paying those workers and keeping them on through the PPP or them going on unemployment. So I think it's some political grandstanding. I think maybe some corporations might have taken advantage of it. But, as a business, if you're not bringing in any business and you might have been a profitable business beforehand, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to lay your workers off. You can't keep going. It can only last for so long. And I know there's some signs opening up here and there, but there's no end in sight. Businesses that don't need the money, of course, shouldn't be taking it. But each story is different and unique.
How long have you been watching the price of oil?
I mean, quite some time. And no, I've never seen what happened yesterday. But I can explain it to everybody if they want.
Go ahead.
People can't. Once the contract expires, which is about to do, you have to take, if you're holding the contract, you have to take delivery of the oil. How are you going to take delivery of the oil, physical delivery of the oil, if you've got no place to put it? So nobody wants the contracts for May because every single storage facility is completely filled to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
Well,
they ran away.
Yeah.
No place to put the oil.
That's true, and they've also got oil they're storing offshore in tankers and ships and everywhere you can think of to put them. They've even started the thing they did years ago where they started to dump the oil back down the oil wells that were producing the oil. The other thing is we have heard that the future price right now of oil a year out is minus -$43 a barrel.
Oh, I didn't see that. I gotta go take a look at that.
I'm looking at it.
Are you sure it's a year out?
Yeah, let me see. Let me get over here real quick.
I thought it was next month.
1 year forecast, minus -$43 a barrel. That's oilprice.net.
That'll change. That's not gonna be it. Cause we're gonna see demand come back. And oil being used before that. Because if that's the case and it remains the case, then all these oil companies are just going to go out of business.
Well, this is what I was going to ask you, because it looks like as if we're going to have the big oil companies are going to get bigger and the little oil companies are going to disappear.
Well, again, you have to have a place to put it, and there has to be. It's, supply and demand actually means something. Like I said, I haven't put gas in my tank in 2 months. So it is what it is.
And you better stay off the subway.
I do find that funny what's funny is that the subways are running at half capacity, meaning they're more crowded, even though obviously less people are riding, less people are going to the city and going around. But they're getting upset about Florida beaches, but there are people still riding around in subway cars. Doesn't make much sense, does it?
Yeah, including the hobos that live there all year long on the subway.
That's become a bit of a de facto homeless shelter. They're trying to clear that out now that there's not that many people, and trying to put people in homes.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat station. Or Bates, yeah, whatever. But stay sober up there and stay out of trouble.
You got it.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and he told me the other day, he said, this stuff drives you to drink, and he doesn't drink. So there you go. All right. I'll be right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.